It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
Whether you're going on a first date or going on a date with your significant other, we all want to look and feel better. So, David, give us some tips for date night, especially for married folks like myself and other people listening. It doesn't have to be a brand new romance. We always want to look our best for our loved ones when we're going out.
Definitely true for guys and ladies. And I got to tell you, you know, you got to admit, you get a little bit nervous or jittery or excited about having this big date night. So like you said, whether it's somebody new or maybe it's your significant other you haven't been out with in a while, but everybody gets nervous. And so what can you do to kind of calm those nerves, to look your absolute best and not stress over it? And so the first thing I'll tell you is hydrate. And when I say hydrate your skin, there's a difference between hydration and moisturization. Hydration is going to start from the inside. So drink 8 glasses of water or more a day. You and I can't say that enough on the show, but what you're doing is flushing out toxins. You're keeping your body hydrated from the inside, and immediately it's going to start having effect on dry lips, cracked heels, patchy skin. So different from moisturizing, we want to hydrate the body, and that's the first step.
Yeah, it's really important. Speaking of hydrating the body, David, I've been using your unbelievable Pure Attitude products, and all honesty, from the bottom of my heart, I've noticed a huge difference in my skin with that hydro drench. It's like, talk about moisture. It just goes right in and it plumps you up. It's awesome. That's a great thing to use before you go on a date.
It's a combination of hydration and moisturization. Moisturization is when we're doing it from the outside, moisturizing the skin. That particular product and creation actually goes deep inside and hydrates the skin using ingredients naturally found in the body. And I get excited about it because I've created products, as you know, for almost every major brand out there. You know, brands we all know. I guarantee every listener has used at least one, if not several, products by me. But this is the first time I've created a product that I'm telling you, I'm getting thank you cards. I laugh as you and I are looking at each other. I hold up one. Almost every day, I get thank you cards, literally, and I've even gotten a few gift cards from people thanking me for creating it, and I kind of laugh because I'm like, you know, I'm behind the scenes guy, and so for someone to go out of their way to say thank you for a product, it's just touching because it shows that it's working and people, it is making a difference in lives, which is what I'm all about, what you and I are all about.
Well, I owe you a thank you card.
No, I didn't mean it that way. The key is that people appreciate and see the difference. Keep your attitude, as you said, is the technology that it works with the skin. And so go back to how we're trying to prepare for a date is hydrate the skin by drinking a lot of water. We'll talk in a second. Make sure you use a moisturizer because I will tell you, if you use something like the Pure Attitude line, the Hydro Drench, it's going to moisturize the skin. And what you're actually doing is plumping up the skin. It'll look moist. It'll look dewy. It will actually plump up some of the small wrinkles, and you will have a more radiance about you that's a lot better than having dull skin. And so somebody who's not following these steps, who has a lot of dull skin, because let's face it, our cell turnover slows down with age, which brings us to the next step, exfoliate the skin. And so here for the face, we want to use a small grain exfoliator like crushed bamboo, crushed olive seed, or the one you're using right now is purifying rice.
I love it. It is fabulous. It's so gentle. I have to say the scent on that. My daughter has sensory issues. She doesn't like the smell of almost anything. She loves the smell of that. So it makes it nice because she and I cuddle a lot and she doesn't complain. Instead, she goes, oh, Mommy, your face smells good.
Well, and that's the key is we did it through no synthetic fragrance. It's all done naturally through extracts and essential oils. And so now you've got a product that's natural. You've got a product with crushed purifying rice to exfoliate the skin. So it's not the large grains that are going to irritate the skin. So if you've got a date, let's say, even if it's at the end of this week, you're not going to want to use something that's going to irritate the skin and make you look red. You want to use something that's gentle enough for daily use. And as we talked about, you're using our purifying rice face wash from Pure Attitude because it hydrates the skin while it exfoliates and gets rid of the dead skin cells.
Well, I want to invite you into our conversation. The number is 877-711-5611. Again, 877-711-5611. Now, David, I bought a Clarisonic, and I'm sure, you know, at other brands, but you know, the face cleaner thing.
Yep,
sophisticated.
Yep.
Is it bad to use that with the rice wash? Because I wasn't sure if you're already exfoliating, if that would be too harsh.
No, it's not too harsh. Actually, they were designed when we did it. We know a lot of people use the cleansing brushes. Clarisonic has a different technology than most of them out there. But no matter whose you have, it will actually work with it because it is gentle enough for daily use. It'll exfoliate and hydrate the skin. So you're in good shape when it comes to that. The other is for the body, use a large grain exfoliator. So a crushed walnut, crushed almond. There's many products out there. But you want to get rid of the dead skin cells, you know, on the elbows and the body. Just you want to, especially I'm from Florida, so if you're going to wear a skirt or dress or something, you want to have your body looking its best and not dull. Speaking of which, is I'll say, you if you want to defuzz or if you're going to shave your legs before your date, you don't want to sit there and do it just before you go on your date. Do it 48 hours in advance. This gives you a chance for your skin to calm down, and if you do anything that irritates the skin, it gives it a chance to smooth out or soothe out before a big date. And don't try anything new. Stay with your natural habits. Don't switch to a depilatory if you haven't used it, because you don't want to misuse it and have a chemical burn that you can't hide. So stay calm, do some of the normal things, but do like this one 48 hours in advance.
Yeah, I'm a bit fuzzy, let's just be honest. I can't believe I just said that. You can't. You're not going to go, "Oh my gosh, she's so fuzzy." But, you know, the shaving and this and the waxing and the whole nine yards. And I've done that where I wax myself on my upper lip, and I did it a little too harsh, and I had that, what you're talking about, where it kind of leaves that red. And I thought, oh my goodness, it's a good thing I'm on the radio, although now I just told everybody. But I'm sure you gals out there know what I'm talking about.
But that's exactly. So don't do it right before your date. You'd want to do it a couple days in advance, and don't try anything new. Don't try anything you haven't done before. So if you're not a depilatory person, don't try it now. Wait till later. The other is, let's go to the next step. You got a new pair of shoes you're going to wear on your hot date, okay? So all of a sudden, if you've got cracked heels or dry feet, okay, go ahead and show off those shoes. Use a large grain exfoliator, get rid of the dead skin cells, and use a foot balm. And my favorite is, you can even make one yourself. Take a little bit of cocoa butter, a little bit of beeswax and shea butter, and mix it in a pan and melt it, and add a couple drops of an essential oil. When it cools, you've created a nice balm that'll help soften your skin and help you show off those new pair of shoes.
Now, what about the old rule? If you want to make sure that you are, how do I put this? You don't get frisky too fast. You want to not shave your legs.
I have never heard that, and you are right. That would definitely work.
I think it's a woman's thing.
I'm going to leave that one alone and leave that up to you, but
sure.
I'm going to help you get prepared for it to be noticed. At what you do from there, I'll leave up to you ladies. So there you got me speechless. Imagine that.
Are there any other tips, David?
There are. I mean, first of all, you're going to have fun either way. And the key is to be confident and not to be nervous about it, to feel from head to toe like you look your best. One other thing is, if you have dull hair, it's often caused by the chemical buildup of styling aids. So we've talked about this before, but it's my favorite that the professionals do. Take a little bit of baking soda in the palm of your hand, mix it with an equal amount of shampoo, massage it through your scalp, wash your hair as normal, and rinse. The baking soda will cause a chemical reaction and remove that chemical buildup that caused the dulling of the hair. So now all of a sudden you have more volume and more shine to your hair. These couple simple tips can help you look your absolute best for your next big date. Again, whether it's your spouse or somebody new, but enjoy the evening and look your best.
Well, my husband keeps complaining that we never have a date night because I'm always too busy or I'm too tired or whatever reason I have. I want to stay home and watch Homeland. I don't know, whatever it is. So I'm going to take these into account. Honestly, he wouldn't recognize me out of athletic clothes. He'd be like, "What have you done with my wife? Who are you?"
Then you need a date night. And so you need to plan a date night coming up. Take some of these suggestions and go have a good time and keep that relationship going. And also, it builds your own self-confidence. You want to feel good and beautiful about yourself.
Yeah, that's it. That's true. All right. I'm going to do all these things.
It's a lot of fun. That's what dating's all about. That's what life's all about. So look your best. Feel good from the inside by eating healthy. Feel good by having the confidence. And feel good and look good just by some of these simple tips. This is beauty expert David Pollack and health educator Lisa Davis. And you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay healthy.